Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Very busy day for me. We were putting together the American Free Press. It's going out to the printer this evening. I shouldn't say we were putting it together because I had very little to do with it, actually. I just popped in and read a few pages and did what little I could to contribute to the weekly issue. If you're not reading American Free Press, you should be. Go to that website at AmericanFreePress.net and check it out. You know, it's a good newspaper. Lots of interesting things that you need to know about it. I always say it's kind of like a weekly published version of all the good information you can also hear live right here in the Republic Broadcasting Network. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to mention something last evening, one day late. Happy birthday, happy 90th birthday to Beverly Cleary. She's the one that wrote the Henry Huggins books that I first learned to read with in grade school, and I always had fond memories of this lady, and I didn't even know she was still alive, but it turned out yesterday was her 90th birthday. She wrote quite a few children's books over the years, and you know, my memory of them is that they were nice, clean, wholesome books. No political message, no political propaganda, just nice books that kids could read and learn to read. Nice to know that there is someone good left in America today in the literary world, and Beverly Cleary is one of them. Happy birthday, Beverly Cleary. You know, ladies and gentlemen, last night we got into that difficult topic of race because in the previous program we had some fireworks from one of our listeners who didn't like what one of the other callers had to say. And we were talking about this question of whether or not people should be allowed to express their pride. And, you know, it's kind of funny. Today I open up The Forward, which is this very highly respected Jewish weekly newspaper, and here's an advertisement for Hadassah, the Jewish women's organization, and one of the things that they say they want to do is inspire Jewish pride. So I guess there's nothing wrong with white pride or black pride or Asian pride or Hispanic pride, and I would hope that no one from any one of those groups would have any objection to any one of any of the other groups expressing their own pride in their heritage. However, as I've pointed out and as a lot of people like to complain about, and quite correctly so, that the one kind of pride you're not allowed to express in this country is white pride. That's always said to have racist ramifications, but Jewish pride or black pride or Latino pride doesn't seem to inflame the same kind of passion. And that's kind of what we saw happen here the other evening where someone was expressing his pride in his white European heritage and somebody else took great offense to that. Well, be that as it may, speaking of the race issue, there is a guy who's been stirring up a lot of racial turmoil in this country, and the guy's name is Morris Dees. He has this outfit called the Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, now the American Bar Association is honoring Morris Dees with a biography, the American Bar Association Biography Series, Lawyers Pursuing Justice, and are doing one, A Lawyer's Journey, the Morris Dees Story. Out of all the lawyers in America, the American Bar Association would honor a scumbag like Morris Dees. This is a guy, in fact, a black friend of mine was pondering a lawsuit against Morris Dees in the Southern Poverty Law Center. That would have been interesting. More on Morris Dees when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper on the Republic Broadcasting Network coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press Newspaper.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Before the break, I was mentioning that the American Bar Association is publishing a tribute to Morris Dees. He's one of the first he is the first lawyer to be honored by the ABA in a new series of books that they're putting together about successful lawyers, as they say, who are visionaries, who inspire, or who are role models, in short, who work to make a positive contribution to society and the legal system. Well, Morris Dees is a guy whose Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a private spy agency which is largely funded by Jewish interests, it was his Southern Poverty Law Center that had an undercover informant. Guess who it was? No less than Andreas Strassmeier, that good patriot, as many people falsely believed him to be. Andreas Strassmeier, who was an informant for the Southern Poverty Law Center and who was working in the Oklahoma City bombing conspiracy. And, of course, Mr. Strassmeier's personal attorney was Kirk Lyons, who masqueraded for many years as a self-styled nationalist attorney. For some reason, many, many people still find it hard to believe that Strassmeier and Lyons could have been anything but the good patriots that they claim to be. But, you know, John Cash and Lieutenant Colonel Roger Charles, retired from the Marines, retired Lieutenant Colonel Roger Charles, have pretty much conclusively brought out through Freedom of Information Act requests and also some attorneys for the Trentadue family who are involved in a case out in the West. You know, there's no question about it now that Andreas Strassmeier was an informant for the Southern Poverty Law Center. So that means the Southern Poverty Law Center was up to its eyeballs in the Oklahoma City bombing. And yet, for some reason, they still seem to get away with it. Very interesting, folks. Well, some good news. Not new news, but good news nonetheless. Yet another retired military man, this is Major General John Batiste, has come out and said that Donald Rumsfeld should be canned. This is not the first of the military men, the retired guys who've been coming out and speaking out, but you know what? General Batiste, he was the commander of the 1st Infantry Division in Iraq. I mean, this is not somebody who is a nobody. You know, joining General Zinni and some of these other people who have been criticizing this corrupt administration, you know, they're putting the focus on Donald Rumsfeld, but that's their way of saying that the whole Iraq war was wrong, that this corruption that led to the involvement of the United States in the Iraq war was wrong from the beginning. What's kind of funny, though, is that the General Peter Pace, who is now the he's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he's quoted in the Washington Post as saying, "We had then and have now every opportunity to speak our minds, and if we do not, shame on us. The articles that are out there about folks not speaking up are just flat wrong." He says that there was no muzzling of the military during the planning of the invasion of Iraq. Well, I'm here to tell General Pace, who's obviously been bought and paid for by the Zionist elite, that that's not true. On August 1st, 2002, the Washington Post itself reported that there was a meeting of the Defense Policy Board. That's the civilian advisory group that was once headed by armchair war hawk Richard Perle, the pro-Israel fanatic, fundamentalist extremist who actually used to be an arms dealer for Israel and who was investigated for espionage on behalf of Israel. What a person to have in charge of the Defense Policy Board. In any case, the Post reported that at a meeting of that board, they said what was discussed was the problem with the services, that is, the military, said one defense expert who participated in the meeting. His conclusion, you have to have a few heads roll, especially in the Army. Well, that defense expert who participated in the meeting was obviously Richard Perle, who has been known for years to constantly be a leak to the media and so forth. And yes, in fact, they were trying to punish the military people who didn't want to go along with this insane policy of going after Iraq and now this even more insane policy of going after Iran. Well, as I say, thank God for our troops, thank God for our military, and thank God for those retired military men who are speaking out now that they're able to do it. And let's hope that they're going to provide the real leadership that's going to come in here to Washington one day and clean house, or clean house and Senate too, as the old spotlight used to say, and the White House as well. Some bad news. Congress has passed a bill. The House of Representatives, I should say, has passed a bill. It's now before the Senate. A so-called reform bill that is going to set up an independent advisory board to monitor international studies on the campuses. Well, basically, what this tribunal that these kosher conservative Republicans in the House railroaded through here is a measure to punish campuses and professors who dare to criticize Israel. So again, the thought police are insanely at work. The word is not insanely in this case, insidiously at work. And you know, like we were talking about last evening, Congress is a captive entity. It does not listen to the American people, and it does listen to the special interests. Now, talk about hypocrisy. Something very, very interesting today, folks. I got a copy of Homeland Security Today. This is a magazine that circulates within the Homeland. It's a private magazine that publishes within the Homeland Security industry. You know, all these security companies and all these high-tech companies that are developing all these products to protect us, I guess, from ourselves. In any case, absolutely utmost hypocrisy evident in this magazine, and dare I say it is, in fact, Zionist hypocrisy. in the same issue, okay, we have David Silverberg, who is the editor of the magazine, complaining that what he calls American xenophobes are at war against a world that erases boundaries, eases commerce, and elevates economic success over nationalistic pride. Okay, Mr. Silverberg, who I don't seem to think is very Irish, makes this broad statement, you know, basically attacking Americans who think maybe we need to protect our borders. And guess what? In the same issue of Mr. Silverberg's magazine is an extended article entitled Israel's Hard-Earned Lessons. The article is written by an Israeli, and it talks about Israel planning a 472 miles of fence for its border in one place for a total cost of about $1.75 billion. So Israel is building up a fence to protect its borders and to provide security for its people. And that's a really dandy thing, according to Homeland Security Magazine's But its own editor, Mr. Silverberg, thinks it's just really terrible that Americans are raising concerns about protecting their borders. I just think that's absolutely hilarious, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's in this case, I guess it's what's good for the goose isn't good for the gander. just utter hypocrisy, ladies and gentlemen. Utter hypocrisy. Well, we are going to be taking phone calls tonight. The number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. You might also be interested to know, ladies and gentlemen, that there is an official list. It's called the Specially Designated Nationals and Blocked Persons List. It's a 224-page document of the names of individuals, organizations, corporations, and websites that the federal government suspects of terrorist or criminal activities and associations. 224-page list, and apparently it can be easily found on the Internet. It says, according to an item in the Washington Post, says just key OFAC into your web browser, and you'll find the document, OFAC. Evidently, this document, under a new law, this is what's interesting, if someone goes to buy a car, car dealers are actually required to check on the list and see if the potential buyer is on this list. This is absolutely amazing, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be interesting to find out who's on that list, whether it's people we know, people we don't know. But the fact is, you know, our government does keep lists. We're not being paranoid to say this. And the problem is that the people in our government who are making the lists are really, in my perspective, some of the most traitorous, treasonous people there are around, and unfortunately they're in charge. They're the people who decide who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. And in my estimation, or I should say my guesstimation here, they probably, although our names are probably not on the list, ladies and gentlemen, they probably consider every good American who listens to the Republic Broadcasting Network, every good American who subscribes to American Free Press, every good American who subscribes to the Idaho Observer, you know, good patriotic publications, they consider us subversives. And while we may not be on that list that appears on the internet, the fact is we are on their lists, and that is why we have to fight back. That is why we are fed up with things. That's why we're tired of being accused of being un-American. We are the real patriots. We are the real Americans. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, we're going to go to the phone calls. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Oh. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have a couple callers lined up already, but right now we're going to be joined by John Stadtmiller, the main man here at RBN. John, how are you doing tonight?
Michael, how are you doing?
I'm here. I'm doing it.
Well, you know, for a guy that I had to drag into this kicking and screaming, you sure are doing one class A number one job.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, John. Different people have told me that, and I guess you know better than I do. I'm just doing what comes naturally, and that's rambling a little bit.
Well, people have told me that I'm very good on the air, and I never want to believe that, because the minute I start believing that I'm good on the air, it's time for me to quit.
Well, I tell you what, whenever I get down to the American Free Press office and key into RBN and start listening to my broadcast, I cringe.
What do your coworkers think?
Well, they seem to think it's pretty good. It always kind of scares me when they say something good about me, so it must be fairly decent anyway.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment. I'd heard what you had said, and I forgive me, I missed the program where it got a little heated here.
Yeah.
on the issue of white pride.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right. We, the people of America, whether you be of European descent, and it doesn't matter where we come from, unless you're an American Indian, then we all came from someplace.
And
color should not be the distinction. I think even Martin Luther King said it one time, it's not the color of the skin, it's the content of the character. And right now, I'll join ranks with anybody that wants to for this country and its constitution and its freedom and liberty. But some people just like to get hung up on this. And
I agree with you. That's exactly right. Yes.
Yeah, and unfortunately, we can't talk about we can talk about hyphenated Americans. There's many Americans that consider themselves to be Mexican American or African American, but they're all hyphenated Americans. And for the life of me, I don't understand that concept. Either you're American or you're not.
John, you know something? You know, that's funny because, like I say, I mentioned here in the show the other night that I'm part Irish, part German, part Dutch, and part American Indian. But you know what? From the time I was growing up, I always just thought of myself as an American. And that's why, you know, that's why I find it difficult for people, for these people who do think of themselves in hyphenated ways. And I always thought, like I said here earlier, and as I had said the other night, I guess you didn't hear the show, that I don't see any problem with any people having pride in their heritage, but at the same time, they shouldn't hold other people in contempt because they happen to have pride in their heritage.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's and like I say, that's something, you know, we've always emphasized at American Free Press and the Spotlight before it, that we were willing to work with anybody of any race, creed, or color as long as they were thinking about what was best for America.
And instead of celebrating our differences, we should be celebrating our similarities and what we agree on.
And exactly. You know, and that's what I say. That's what I've been trying. That's one thing I've been trying to convey. You know, that there are things we do have differences on. You know, and we're never. You know, people have some. I mean, religious differences alone. I mean, I'll bet you in the audience right now, listening in, there are probably 50 different religions, you know, represented, you know, and they may all dislike everybody else's religions, but you know, what it all comes back to again is this whole idea that we are all Americans, and of course we have a lot of international listeners too, but we, those of us here in America, we need to be looking out for America, and it's very simple.
And what's being tested right now, and it's going to be America's greatest test, is what we're seeing with the Latino American invasion of America. And we're taught, we're being demonstrated by the medias and the politically correct out there, that these people, when the medias hit them, they get the soft soap, they shoot the American flags, they get the niceties. But when you listen to the Latino stations, whether it be television or radio stations, the invasion, La Raza, La Reconquista, we're taking what belonged to us back, and they're aiding and abetting about, and there's some disagreement in the numbers. Some are putting it at 25 million, but through talking with the various organizations, we're looking at probably 40 million illegals in this country. And this is the balkanization process. This is all leading up to the balkanization and the splitting of America.
Well, you know what's really scary about that? You know, that actually plays in line. You know, this is very interesting you bring this up, John, because that plays in line with various, I've heard people that are supposedly on the right calling for the balkanization of America. You know, I've always been pretty happy with this 50-state republic as we have it now, or would-be republic as we have it now. But there's a lot of people who over the years who've been saying that the best thing for America would be for America to break up into different racial enclaves. Now, I don't like that idea, but what I'm afraid is that this is exactly what's going to happen, and we are going to say farewell to California. We are going to say farewell to New Mexico and Arizona.
Well, not unless we invade Mexico first. Hey, by the way, you missed one on your hit list for the Oklahoma City bombing. Let's not us forget Gary Hunt.
Gary Hunt. I remember the name. I'll have to check him out. I don't remember exactly who he is. Well, we have that break coming up, John.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate
All right, thanks,
it, Mike.
John. Appreciate the good words. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper here. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Michael Collins Piper. Well, I want to thank John Statmiller of RBN for those nice words. That was a nice surprise. Thanks to John for bringing up that name of Gary Hunt. I had totally forgotten about the name of Gary Hunt in reference to the Oklahoma City bombing. And over the break, I jumped up here on the Internet and did a little bit of searching. Yeah, this issue of the Oklahoma City bombing has unfortunately, to a certain extent, gotten sidelined by the interest in 911. But let's not forget that Americans died in Oklahoma City just as they died on 911. And I've always believed, let me put it this way, after 911 and looking back on it, I see that Oklahoma City was indeed kind of a dry run for what they finally accomplished on 911. And when I say they, I mean the people who were really responsible. I had an interesting conversation with a credulous lad this afternoon who believes everything he hears in the mainstream media. And let me illustrate. He's an intelligent guy, ladies and gentlemen. An intelligent guy comes from an intelligent family, very well educated, but he is totally entranced by the mainstream media. And I had said for the longest time, both in writing and in discussions with this credulous lad, that that I believe there was much more to the story of this guy, Zacharias Moussaoui, the alleged 19th hijacker, or the 20th hijacker, whatever number hijacker he was supposed to be, and that that I thought the whole story was not being told. Well, of course, then the federal government issued the official 911 report and said that Moussaoui was not, in fact, going to be involved in the events of 911, that he was supposedly planned for future events of some sort or another. Well, of course, now Moussaoui is saying that he was, in fact, supposed to be part of the 911 hijackers. Well, as I said to the credulous lad, I said, now, you like to believe what our federal government says, and yet here you are now saying that Moussaoui, what Moussaoui says is right because you're hearing it in the media, and yet the federal government has said completely the opposite. So I said to this young man who has this strange faith in our federal government, I said to him, are you doubting the word of your federal government? Well, of course he was speechless because he was being presented with solid facts rather than this emotion that he relies upon to make his judgments. And unfortunately, as intelligent as this credulous lad is, he does, in fact, his kind of thinking reflects in such a pathetic way the mindset of so many Americans. In any case, we have quite a few callers here, so let's go back to them. Clayton from Missouri. Clayton, come on up.
Hey, Mikey.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing it.
Hey, if I could, I'd like to just wish happy Passover to all the Christian Israelites out there. And believe me, Mike, there's a lot of them that listen to your program.
Well, that's good.
You are the hottest thing on shortwave. I think in time you're actually going to surpass the superstar on the other network. Who...
I'm not going to comment on that. I'll just say thank you for your comments.
And also, last night, the last caller you had was a lady named Annette?
Yes.
Michael, she is, without a doubt, the bravest and wisest woman I have ever heard on shortwave. And that is saying something, because I've been listening to shortwave, about 13, 14 years. When I first started listening to shortwave, the first people I listened to were John Stadtmiller and Mark Kornke. Of course, you know Mark's been framed and he's doing time. He's supposed to get out next year. But Annette was just, everything she told you, Mike, was the gospel truth.
Well, let me tell you something. I've known Annette for about 25 years. She's not only a smart lady, but she's a very sweet lady, one of the nicest ladies in the world you can find. And I don't think I'm compromising her by mentioning that she happens to be the former secretary to Colonel Curtis B. Dahl, who was the longtime chairman of Liberty Lobby's Board of Policy. So Annette's been deeply involved in the, for whatever better way of calling it, the Patriot Movement for a long, long time, and she is a very smart lady. And if she's listening in, as I suspect she probably is, I'm sure she appreciates your comments.
The way she explained it was really, it was nice and it was respectful, because if it was me, I wouldn't have been so nice. But see,
no more Mr. Nice Guy for Clayton, huh?
After you've been, pushed down and kicked around and treated like a piece of dirt by your enemies, and of course, I expect it goes with the territory, but... after a while, you get a lot of bite with your bark, And that's where I'm at in this fight is it's personal now because these people have made it personal. And that's the way they go after people. They either, number one, they kill you or they destroy your reputation or defame you. And so, I understand and I'm not complaining. I do it all over again because I know who these people are, but... I was just very, very impressed with this lady. And one other thing, and then I'm going to go, this superstar on the other network I referred to, last week he put out some really bad information and I have no idea why he did this and I'm going to correct this for everybody. There is a dentist in St. Louis, his name is Dr. Tom Sell. I don't know if you know his story.
No, not I may know it. I hear so many things. I mean, we get a lot of mail at American Free Press, and I can't always look at everything, but yeah, go ahead anyway.
Well, anyway, he was also a dentist in the Army Reserve, and back in April of 1993, he was given orders to report to Waco, Texas, because they wanted him to, and this happened before April 19th, he was given orders to report to Waco, Texas, and he was supposed to identify the remains of the body by the dental exam,
mm-hmm.
And he refused to do it, and he went public, and of course, federal government, they were not happy campers, and they went after him, and they framed him and said that he committed Medicare fraud, that he charged the government for dental work that he never performed. And of course, he denied it, and they still came after him, and the FBI came to his house, and supposedly he threatened an FBI agent, which he denies. And at that point, they arrested him, and he remained in federal custody. When did that happen? I think he went into federal custody like 1997, and they kept him in Springfield, Missouri. It's a federal penitentiary. It's a max penitentiary in the psychiatric ward, and he was not given a trial, and he was kept there until last summer, 2005, the summer of 2005. What's interesting is that they tried to force him to take psychotropic drugs, and he refused. And his case went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled that the federal government could not force, people that were in custody down there to take psychotropic drugs. So he won, and he did not take the psychotropic drugs. But he was in and out of the hole. They brutalized him and, basically played their worst games on him. But he was finally released from custody last summer. I saw him in person last fall.
Okay.
He's doing well, and I told him that he is a great American hero, and we're all very proud of him because he stood up to the federal government, and he won.
Good for him.
He's a free man.
Absolutely.
But the story that was given by our superstar on the other network was totally different, and I don't know where he got it from.
Well, I'm glad we were able to correct it right here in the air for anybody who made the mistake of listening to another network other than RBN.
I'm telling you what, Mike, I'm not listening to that other station anymore. I'm not sure what's going on, but I get a bad feeling. It doesn't feel right, but with RBN, I've listened to John from the very beginning, and I've always trusted John. I've always felt right with John and the people he puts on the air. And when he put you on, I tell you, I thought it was the best thing he did with this network. And I know John's listening. I just want to say keep it up, John, and keep it up, Mike.
Well, if I were staring in a mirror right now, my face probably would be red, so I've got blood in the face. All right, Clayton, I appreciate that. Thanks for your call. All right, let's go to Steve from Texas.
Good afternoon, Mr.
How you doing, Steve?
Just fine, sir. I hope you are, too.
Yep.
There's an issue to go along with pride, whether it be in national pride or racial pride, whatever, everybody seems to be skating around. Bear with me, if you will.
Yeah, go ahead.
In my mind, it's wrong for me to have pride in something that I had absolutely nothing to do with.
Okay.
That, it's not by my choice that I was born on American soil to a white parent. So how can I take credit or show pride in something that was not of my doing? And if it was not of my doing, then of whose doing was it? It was, in my mind, it was only by the grace of God.
Interesting. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I am to take pride that I am a tall or short or black or white or brown person, then I'm taking credit for something that God did.
That's an interesting point. I can tell you that I've never thought about that, and I think you're right. That's interesting.
And I also believe that, in the scripture it says not to have pride. And
okay.
I can see how pride blown out of proportion can kind of destroy. I think any American who can have who can legitimately claim pride in being an American is someone who didn't start off one, someone who went through the rigors of doing it right and becoming a naturalized American. They can take pride. They can legitimately take pride because it was of an effort that they did.
Interesting.
See where I'm coming from?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I don't want to take anything away from my credit, from my creator that I can't legitimately claim credit for.
Okay. Well, Steve, I appreciate your call. That's what we're here for, to talk things out. And you gave us an interesting perspective that I guarantee you I never thought of before myself. And I think that's something for others to think about, too. So I thank you for that call. All right, let's go to Aaron from Colorado. We just lost Aaron, okay? All right, well, then I guess we're going to go to John from California.
Michael.
John, how are you this evening?
Hey, good, good. Good to hear you. Ain't talked to you in a while.
All righty, what's up?
You need 2 hours.
I'm going to ask my producer to, every time someone says I should do 2 hours, I'm going to ask you to be cut off. So don't say that.
Come on. Hey, since John's listening, I'll tell him you're part of the RBN network now and you're an anchor.
John, I hope you're not listening. I hope you have more important things to do.
You stop it. Okay, we have a number one problem here that we have to address it. If we can address this problem and repel this invasion, then maybe we can take care of some of these other problems.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, why can't we put a fence up? The Israelis do it. Why can't we? I mean, the Israelis are spending $1.75 billion for 475 miles with all the money we're spending in Iraq. Why don't we put that money and build a fence on the border?
Exactly. Well, who's going to save America from Mexico while we're saving Israel from Iraq? Right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mean to laugh. It's not funny, but
oh,
I mean,
know.
That's what we're coming what it's come to. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and as far as the white thing's concerned, we're not allowed to talk about being white anymore, you know. But we got to look at the fact that, you know, the white sperm count is way down. 8 to 10% of the world population today is white. We're going out of the. We're losing out here.
Yeah,
we're
not
allowed to talk about that.
No, and you know it's a reality that is going to affect the next 25 to 50 years in this country. In fact, I was just saying to a black friend of mine the other day, I said, hey, you guys ain't the chief minority anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, you guys are going to have to adjust to this. You're going to have to come up with some new rhetoric, you know.
Well, we've all had plenty of Mexican and black friends. I've had many. I live in California, you know. That's not the point. The point is the principle of the thing.
Oh, I mean, politically, I mean, if all these illegal aliens become citizens and they become voters, that is going, I mean, that's just going to change things.
Yes, it is.
Period. Period.
Well, I talked to two laborers today. I'm a laborer. I work for myself, but I'm out there, and I talked to two younger gentlemen in their 20s, and I lay it out. You know, I'm not as scared of them. I tell them, what do you think about this Mexican invasion and everything? And I know they were born here and all that,
mm-hmm.
But the one fella says, I says, what are you going to do? What are you going to do if the F hits the fan? I says, what side are you going to go on? And he says, well, I'll go on the Mexican side.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Well, they will.
Yeah, yeah. See,
many of them, not all.
Yeah, no, it's like I say, there are no easy answers in this whole thing. That's the problem with it. You know, some issues are really, you know, it's like, it's either or, you know, but I mean, I don't see any good solution to the, I mean, the easy answer for the border is to close the border off, period.
Yes, the easy answer was 15 years ago.
Right, exactly.
That was the
easy
answer. Now it's a bloody answer.
Yeah, this is
one way or the other.
This is the problem, exactly.
Yeah. I'll let you go.
Okay, John, thanks for your call. Let's try to bring up Aaron from Colorado. Aaron, we lost you the last time.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I just want to make a comment and a question to you. I'm a newbie to the Patriot movement. Just since 9/11, I researched 9/11. got a subscription to the American Free Press.
Good Lord, that's enough to wake up anybody, that combination right there.
The Idaho Observer, also read some of your books. I always thought, and the one thing I want to say, I don't know anybody that disagrees with American Free Press. I give out Alex Jones tapes. I get about a 40% positive feedback from Mr. Jones, but when I give out American Free Press, which I've given out hundreds of them, it's always 100% positive feedback as far as they agree with your paper.
Oh, good. All right.
That being said, I always thought that the truth about 9/11, when it comes out, will destroy the corruption in our government. But the long-term, long-time
parents, listen, we're going to a break. You hang on there for a minute or two, and we'll bring you back up after the break. This is Michael Collins Piper on my one lone hour on the Republic Broadcasting Network. 1 hour, ladies and gentlemen.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Okay, folks, welcome back. We're wrapping up another hour here. Just about 5 minutes left, and we have two callers. One of them's up with us right now. We want to try to squeeze you both in. We have Aaron from Colorado, who you made the point, Aaron, that you were thinking, maybe hoping, that the exposure of the 911 corruption and cover-up would be the means to bring down overall corruption in America. What do you think that's going to happen?
I thought that that would be the case, but the veteran patriots that I've talked to who have been following the corruption in government for 40, 50, 60 years plus are convinced and telling me that it's going to take the absolute destruction of the middle class for anything to change. And so me being a newbie, I actually believe that that is the case. So some people that are now joining the Patriot Movement or thinking that these illegals are going to change things, I'm wondering what's your take on. I think they're misguided, and I do agree with some of my fellow citizens who have followed the Patriot Movement or followed the corruption in government that it will indeed take the destruction of the middle class before anything will be changed. I was hoping to get your comments on
well,
that.
Well, you know, I'm sorry to say that I agree with that. I'm afraid that it is going to take an absolute breakdown of this country for there to be any serious a serious political uprising. It's sad, but that's just the way it is. You know, they've been able to scoop people along, you know, now for 50 years. And one of their tactics, though, has always been to find a foreign enemy to keep us focused on. And, you know, of course, now the new enemy is what they're calling Islamofascism. And, you know, and I do think there, what's going to happen, there will be a deliberate instigation of racial turmoil in this country because now we have this growing Latino minority, and we have an angry black minority, and we've got a lot of white people who are just generally scared and feel like they're caught in the middle. So, I'm afraid some rough times are ahead, Aaron. So all I can tell you is just keep on keeping on and just stay tuned to RBN and keep reading American Free Press and the Idaho Observer and just be alert. So I thank you for your call, Aaron, and please call again. Let's try to squeeze Scott from Massachusetts in here in the minute or two that's remaining. Scott, come on up.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Pride goes before the fall. I don't care whether it's pride of something God-given or pride in something that you've done. Pride goes before the fall. As far as Oklahoma City, that was primarily, it was for many reasons, just like 9/11 was for many reasons,
right.
Oil, Israel, debt, greed. But I believe that Oklahoma City was designed primarily to decimate the militia movement, and that the 9/11 is primarily to decimate our military, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, it's, I mean, these things just don't happen by accident. They're well planned, and I think probably many, many years ago when they first were thinking about pulling off Oklahoma City, they may not have even known it was going to be in Oklahoma City, but, you know, with that basic scenario,
no,
they were laying that.
Michael.
Yes.
It was done primarily to decimate the militia movement that was forming at that time. And right now, the 9/11 and all of that that's going on in Afghanistan and Iraq is destroying our military, and it's going to make it easy for these people coming across the border. And that's what's going on, brother.
You know, again, I hate to say it, but I'm afraid you're right, Scott. Too much wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, from our callers. People know what's going on in this country. That's why they're scared, because people do have a lot of wisdom, and they're getting a lot of their wisdom from listening to Republic Broadcasting Network and reading American Free Press. So stay tuned here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. A lot more wisdom coming down the pike on RBNLive.com.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.